up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mick Olson podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans and want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have...
Nadine, your Anita Hufflepuff.
Angela, your Teneg Slytherin.
Grace, your Grimmsnorn Gryffindor.
And Tor, your Dakin Une Ligiwi Ravenclaw.
That was
exactly
not
what was
how you say it.
Yeah, we butchered all of those. But in case you don't speak Mongolian, hint, those were all Mongolian words.
What?
And we're going to have our episode with a little Mongolian spin because our famous Gryffindor, Grace, who left us for a couple years to go live in Mongolia, is back in the United States in the flesh.
She's back.
I'm back, baby.
She's back.
He's back.
He's back.
He's back.
He's back.
You guys probably have been waiting like 18 months to say that. He's back.
This is a long-awaited podcast. If you guys have been fair-weather fans of our podcast, you'll know that Grace is hilarious. If you listen to our first couple podcast episodes, you will hear her and you will laugh.
It's true. You will laugh.
It's true.
I like how Grace, she's like, yes.
I just need to, like, you know, give a second witness to what you're saying is true. I testify of the words of my sister.
Yes, that's also a good refresher for you. Grace is this actual blood sister of Nadine and Angela. And then the
soul sister.
And then I'm the soul sister with Tori.
To Tori, Lexi, and Jamie. So, Grace, let's just start it off. Like, where have you been? We've missed.
Okay, so I actually went to Mongolia and I was 19 years old when I left, and thinking about it now, that literally sounds insane. I can't believe that I did that and I went to this place that I didn't even know where it was. And for all of you who failed geography, Mongolia is under Russia and above China. So... And anything else people usually know about Mongolia is that that's where all the Huns came from. So
The Huns.
Yeah, if you ever watch Mulan, they're the bad guys.
The Huns.
So every time I watch Mulan, I get a little upset and I kind of hate her, because if it weren't for her, Mongolia would
be
like the ruler of the world.
Hey, there's some positive things about the Huns. There's some positive things about the Huns.
How many men does it take to deliver a message?
Ooh.
Just one.
No, I read this whole... No, Grace, I read this whole article about the Huns, and they were saying... It was saying, like, it was awesome that Shan Yu, like, totally, like, didn't even question that Mulan was the person, like, because they allowed women into their armies. So it's like, yeah, that's pretty cool. So there's some good things.
The soldier from gender equality? Yeah, they were all over that.
Soldier from the moon.
There was no gender bias. It's true, though. Mongolian women are so respected. And back in the day, like, if it came to it, they would totally just, like, pick up their bows and arrows and fight. So that's why they conquered half the world. Yep, that's right. Mongolia did that. So
they failed, but they
Until
did
Until we beat them back.
What do you mean they
Why we're not run by Mongolia?
They conquered half of the world. Conquer does not mean fail. That means succeed. Okay.
Well, then why aren't we run by the Mongols?
Because their system was a little bit flawed. Don't appreciate this.
All right, so we just have some questions for you. We're going to ask you about kind of the Muggle world and also your experience, and also we're going to get into the wizarding world. So we each have a question for you, and we'll just start off with Angela.
Okay, tell us the craziest thing that you ate in Mongolia.
Well, obviously, Mongolian beef. Mongolia is very famous for their meat, and they are, like we said, resourceful. So, you know, I ate, like, cow hoof and like, ew, yeah, and goat intestines and, you know, sheep brain and horse, you know, all, every part of the animal.
That's disgusting.
But yeah, I bet.
Did you ever turn down a meal?
No, I didn't.
So I'm you thinking ate everything about it. That was offered to you?
Yeah. I think when like, people give it to you and they have nothing, you should never turn it down, right?
No, they literally, these are just like the cuisines, you know, like cow tongue, you know, it feels like you're eating a tongue. That. And like the blood pudding and it's just
we had
like
tongue tacos.
It's all resourceful.
I'm so done with this question. Move on.
You sound like half the people right. I lived with.
Grace, dear, what was your favorite memory of Mongolia?
I have so many because I lived there, guys, for over a year, and it was honestly like the greatest adventure of my life. I'm not even kidding. But thinking about it like right now, the first answer that came to my head was just the pure nature of it, because the people in Mongolia are nomadic, which means they move around constantly. They live in these tents called yurts, and the Mongolian word for it is a gir. And they just travel throughout their entire countryside. And it's so beautiful because when you really get far out, like far out, there's no pollution. It's just like a dark zone. So you can just look at the sky and see everything. And there are multiple times whenever we were walking home, I would just like grab my friend's arm or, you know, and I would just be like, guide me. And then I would look up and I would just look at the sky the entire time because I had never seen so many stars. So I think it's just like the purity of Mongolia. But on the other side, the actual capital of Mongolia, like, has the worst population. Like, what's that word?
Pollution.
Like population has the worst pollution, like in the world, or maybe it's like second or third to the world, but it's up there. Like the city itself.
Yeah, I remember reading about that.
Yeah, like when I was in the city during the winter, I had to wear masks. But I'm talking about the countryside here. When I was in the countryside, like the universe was in your face. It was beautiful.
Oh.
Awesome. So, Grace, tell us your scariest memory.
Yeah. Like I said, there's so many. I think.
Talk about the drunk guys.
That was literally every scary moment I had involved a drunk man. It's like, I can tell you about the time when there was a drunk man passed out in front of my door so we couldn't leave. I could tell you about the drunk people chasing us down on the street. I could tell you about the drunk people always trying to grab us. The drunk people always following us. The drunk people.
Wasn't there one that was hiding behind your garbage can one time?
Oh my gosh! I totally forgot about him. Yeah.
Oh, that drunk guy.
That was hilarious.
So we'll just summarize that in like all the drunk people.
Oh my gosh. I have to tell you. That's not a scary story. That's a funny story. So my companion and I, we were taking out the trash and we had to go out of our building and walk around the building, and there was these four cinder block walls where everyone would just dump their trash. There was no roof or anything. And so I had walked up to it and I was pretty far away, but I was close enough to just chuck it because I was lazy. So I just chucked my huge garbage into this like little four-walled cage. And my friend, her name is Tagambumbuk, which means white ball. So she started walking up to it, and then all of a sudden I noticed that there was movement in this cage, and I was like, oh my goodness, there's a person in there. And there was this drunk man who probably decided to sleep there because it was warmer, like it had walls, you know, like, and maybe it was comfy with all the garbage bags. But this man was literally like asleep in this, and I tried to tell like White Ball, like Tagana, I was like, there is a person in there, like, do not walk up to it. There is a person in there. And she didn't understand.
Do not engage.
And I was like trying to tell her this, but without like saying it, because then he would hear me and I didn't know what he was going to do. And so she's like, what? What are you talking about? And then the man like literally shifts. He just like turns and looks at me. And I probably looked terrified. I'm like this white, curly blonde woman staring at him. And he just raises his thumb. He gives me a thumbs up in the trash can. And then Tagana,
I'll be thanking you for the donation.
I know. I was like,
now I'll be extra warm.
He's like, yes, please. Oh, eat my leftovers.
That's awesome,
leftovers.
Good story.
So,
good. Okay, tell us about, we want to kind of get into the wizarding world perspective from Mongolia. So we thought that we would ask you, since you have such a good perspective on both worlds.
Right.
Can you tell us about the Muggle world in Mongolia? What a typical day would look like for a Muggle?
Okay, yeah. So typical life for a Muggle is just like the day-to-day life that they live now. Like, it depends on where you live. If you're in the countryside, you're usually like a farmer or herdman, or you are from a really small town. But if you're in the countryside, that's, wait, I just said that. But if you're in the city, that's a little more like rustle bustle. Like, you're getting on buses all day. You have like 2 million people living in this very small city. And in the city, it's so compact. There's people everywhere, because Mongolia only has like a 3 million people population, and 2/3 of that lives in the capital. And so, and if you get out of like the city area of it, there's these things called gir districts, and that's where people still live in the tents, but it's more of like a really, really what's the word, undeveloped suburb would be the best thing. So people just work like day to day, just doing what they can, eating their arroz. They make soo a lot. They, you know, like their bolds and hosher. Living a very calm life. Good life.
With lots of people.
Lots of people.
Awesome.
Crowded.
It's lots and lots.
Oh, and it's freezing. It's like -40 degrees in the winter.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well,
thank you.
On the other side, what do you think would be the magical world would be like in Mongolia? The first question I have for you in that is, where would they go to school? Like, young Mongolian wizards.
It's such a good question, because my first initial thought would be they would go to the Japanese school, because it's Asian, and they really do like the Japanese, you know? They're just like, they're so cool! Because Mongolia is kind of like a little bit of an underdog, just because of the nomadic lifestyle. So I feel like they would want to go to the Japanese school. I forgot what it's called.
It's called Ma'aotokoro. Yeah.
Nailed it.
And if
I studied before.
And if not Japan.
Japan.
They would probably go to like a Russian school, because they love Russia. Russia is like their older brother. They're just like, we love you so much. Which
the Russian,
I don't understand.
The Russian wizarding school that's known is Koldovrestrots. Yeah. I'm really good at that.
Koldovrestrots. Grace also has a very good Russian accent. So
yeah,
you're
going
to have to say.
Maybe have Grace say it. Because
Grace, say the sentence. I attend the Russian wizarding school Koldovrestrots in your Russian accent.
Okay. Be like, Strasvitya, I attend the Russian wizarding school of Koldovrestrots. It is great school. Number one school. Great. Magic. Bippity boppity boo.
Oh my goodness.
It's more of a Russian man. I can't really do female accents. I can only do like men accents.
Russia.
Russia. Mother Russia. Let's where all Mongolians go.
So to go along with that, hold on, sorry, Nadine. I saw one of my other questions was like connected to it, so I figured we're still talking about it. If there was a Mongolian school, where would they hide it? I know you were in only a part of Mongolia, but would they be able to hide it?
Oh, yeah. Literally, there's only 3 million people living there, and it's a huge continent.
There you go.
Continent. I'm continent. An idiot.
It's a country.
It's a huge country.
On a continent.
So close.
Can we edit that out?
My English not very good.
Yeah. So I think one place would be so cool. Honestly, would be like the Gobi Desert, you know?
I was just going to say that.
I feel like that would be so cool, but I don't know how tactical or, you know, that is. And if not, then it should probably be in the northern area by this huge lake called Hovskul. And that's like where all the reindeer herders are and this huge lake where That'd they have cool. this ice festival. Krista. And they have camels up there too. So I feel like that alone without the magic is already magical. So, but, you know.
Those would be like, yeah.
But there's magic in the desert. So I think they have 2 golden spots, honestly.
Nice.
Awesome. So we know in the Harry Potter Wizarding World, they have different woods that the wands are made of. And so is there any type of wood that's like, common in Mongolia? Like, what type of material do you think their wands would be?
Well, the one thing about Mongolia is that like only 7% or something like that is forest. So like there's not a lot of trees in general.
Oh. That's why their pollution's so bad.
Honestly, I was like, plant more pine trees.
They import it.
There we go. They import it. So I think for the wood in general would be, I can't think of any like specifically like really really cool tree, but they have some. They do have trees. I climbed one once. So maybe it was that tree.
Interesting. That'd be crazy. I like Angie's idea of importing trees. Maybe they took them from Russia.
Probably.
Snuck them across the border.
But like Japan, I feel, would have so many prettier... It has like so many pretty trees.
Cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
like a bamboo wand.
Ooh. Ooh.
But Chinese fireball.
Chinese trees. What would be a core that they would put in their wands?
I think because of like the desert and the camels they have there, there would be some kind of like magical camel.
Nice.
You know? Because yeah. Mongolia is the only place on earth where the camel is two-humped.
Creature that's half goat, half man.
A centaur? A satyr?
Half goat.
Maybe. Don't say that in front of a centaur. They'll be pissed.
How true that is.
Maybe I was thinking, like, if they have a lot of goats, maybe they have a lot of
like a magical goat.
Yeah,
chukukabra.
Like a Mr. Tumnus.
Mr. Tumnus. Mr. Tumnus.
What are those? Mr. Tumnus. Who donates his wool to a wand.
Donates his wool. What's your wand? A goat.
Yeah, I think it would be a letdown if it was a goat.
Yeah, if we jump forward just a little bit, this kind of is leading into some of our other questions of, like, what kind of pets do you think that they would be able to take to school? And also just, like, their magical beasts. So we can just kind of tie those questions into this. Like,
I don't think they'd allow goats. There, like, that would be the worst.
You'd be surprised!
Do they have, like, bats?
Bats.
Like, mostly, okay, one thing about Mongolia is that they respect their horses. The bond between horse and man is, like, so intense. And I guess that's also...
How did you eat one, then?
Because it's like, thank you so much for, you know, helping me. And to honor you, I'm going to make sure that, like,
I will eat you.
That you will become part of me.
But, like...
The relationship's just so powerful.
And the same thing goes with the eagle. Like, Mongolia is a place where they actually do eagle hunting. There was this, like, Netflix documentary about, like, the eagle huntress. Yeah. Guess where she's from.
So they hunt eagles? Are they like rare or endangered?
No, they hunt with eagles. Listen to me.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. So what they do is Mulan is so accurate. So they'll like go to these nests.
I would be terrified if some sort of bird came zooming out of the sky.
You should be terrified. Yeah. So they like they take these young eagles from their nests and then they raise them so that the eagle will get this bond with the owner, and like you can walk in some of these tents and literally the eagle will just be like chilling there with the family, you know, like what's for dinner, yo? And it's like, I don't know what you catch. And then the eagle has like a span of like 17 years, I think. So I think they keep the eagle with them for about 15 years. And then for the last 2 years, they let the eagle go so it can, like, go and find somebody and make more eagles. So
go live your life.
So I feel like they would have definitely a lot of, like, eagle magical creatures. Like, there's a thunderbird, so maybe there's, like, some kind of cousin of that, but an eagle, you know?
Nice.
With camels. And wolves are huge, man. The wolves are huge. Never seen such big teeth before.
Because there's a lot of sheep.
Where do the wolves live? Because you said there are no trees.
Well, I said this. Down 7%. The open. They live
7%.
They live in that 7%.
What about, like, aren't the horses really short and fat?
Yeah. Literally, when I first saw the horse, I was like, okay, your horses are weird. Like, I was like, that's a little pony, you know?
That's a pony.
Little Sebastian.
Little Sebastian. Fly. So, what happens with the horses is they are honestly, like, bred to survive in that environment because Mongolia has so many rocky terrains that if an American horse tried to carry somebody through that, it would break all four of its legs, like, Our horses' legs are just too thin and too tall. But those horses, they're like, poof, like, I will take you through the mountain.
Like, like an ox.
Honestly. And they love the horses, and the horses are cute. So I've learned to love them.
And eat them.
And eat them. They're salty.
Oh, my. Yeah, I don't know about that. I think for our last question, kind of just tie in with schools, what do you think that wizarding robes, I guess even outside of school, would be like? I'm assuming something warm.
How true that is.
Like damn strange.
Well, I think the style of it would definitely be an Asian culture of it, because they have these traditional, the word is daish, and people who don't speak Mongolian would call them a del. Like A and then Dell, but that just sounds horrible and I hate it. So when I say Daish, just know I'm talking
Adele,
about
the greatest singer of our lifetime.
Yeah, I freaking hate it. So just kidding. Not her, just the way it sounds.
I'm gonna tell Adele that you said that.
You know what?
She's listening.
Did you know she's one of our followers?
Listeners and
she heard you say that.
Okay, Adele, I'm sorry. I'm talking about a day, but instead of saying sha,
you're going to be in her next song. about.
Never mind, hello from
Mongolia. Hey, we don't have the money to pay for those.
Yeah, no thing. That's like, shut up. Silencio. We don't
own any of those songs.
So, the traditional clothes is called a desh, and it's beautiful. I love them so much, and it's basically, it has like the Asian collar where it's like around the neck, and it has those buttons that like you just like strap them on, and then you have this beautiful like tie that you would put around your waist, and it's so pretty. I have two. So I feel like the wizarding robes would be something close to that, or it could honestly be close to like shamans, because they also have that, and that's like kind of on the magical side of it.
Oh yeah, shamans.
Yeah, man.
They're huge in Mongolia.
They're huge. Shamans. Gotta keep your distance.
If ever you want to have nightmares, you can go Google search shaman masks.
Oh my gosh.
All right, let's be respectful, lady. Like,
what is happening?
No, I was looking at pictures of these Adele clothing.
Adele? It's D-E-L. It's so pretty.
Yes, D-E-L. It's really cool.
They're so pretty.
They're really pretty. I can totally see a wizard version in many colors.
Right?
And, like, I love these little hats.
Oh, my goodness.
Some of them wear.
The hats are... They love their hats.
I will post pictures that I find.
Yes. Look on our Instagram.
Because they're
legit.
Look
at our Insta. Adele, do not look at the Insta. You will see Dells.
Post a picture of Adele and tag her.
We oh, should God. Put Adele in an Adele.
I was going to say, we should totally Photoshop her face.
We'll put Lexi on that. Dear Lexi, can you Photoshop?
I'm totally going to have her do it.
Well, thank you, Grace, for answering all of our questions. Is there anything else you want to tell us about Mongolia before we finish?
Yeah, because just on the subject that we got of the shamans, I have to tell you about some of the names that I have, of the people I have met in Mongolia, okay? So there's like, Nergui, Adishbish, Bibish, Tigedhingage, just kidding, that's not one he, but those translations of the names that I told you are literally... No name. The person's name is, I don't have a name. And then there's other names like, not the same, like, I'm not the same person, or not me. So you can walk to somebody and say, hey, what's your name? They're like, oh, hey, my name is No Name. And they're like, cool. Right? And the reason why, well, I can't say the actual, like, reason, because I'm sure there's many reasons, but the reason I was told was because shamans were involved in the birth. Like, let's say the mom was having troubles and she was worried. She would go to a shaman and she would say, please, like, bless me that this baby will come and it'll be okay. And the shaman's like, okay, you know, it comes at a price. And it's kind of like a Rumpelstiltskin vibe, because it's like, because I helped this baby come, I have rights to this child. Like,
that's terrifying.
Yeah, so when the baby comes, the parents are like, sneaky, I'm gonna name you No Name. Or it's not me.
Shaman can't find you.
Yeah, or not the same, so that if the shaman one day comes and says, hey, yo, where's the baby? Pay up. It's like, there's no baby here. So
it's not this one. Its name says so.
Its name says so. And, like, Mongolians have really, like, they're super tied into nature. So I feel like their magic would be a lot related to, like, Ilvermorny and how they work with Native American magic. And I think their magic would be really similar to theirs, because also there has been ties between Mongolians and the Navajo tribe, and that they share a lot of similarities in genetics and like looks and that kind of stuff. So I think
that's crazy cool.
Yeah, Native American magic and Mongolian magic would be very similar, and you could find a lot of common things. Like, of course, there's a branch because Native America is now like American and Mongolia is in Asia, but back in the day there was a land bridge, and I'm pretty sure they would swap places, but there is no actual.
That's cool.
I can't cite that because that just came out of my head, so sorry.
Imagine that.
But yeah,
that's awesome.
It makes sense because it's like you said, they live off the land, they're nomads, and that would be very similar to the Navajo.
All the Native Americans. Like the Pukwudgies. I bet there's a Pukwudgie in Mongolia. Totally bet.
That'd be awesome.
And like horned serpent. Oh yeah, them. I bet that's totally there. There's like probably Asian vipers. Hate snakes.
That was what was probably inside the garbage can.
Well, it's like, so Mongolia is landlocked, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I was thinking of like the Kappa, but that's Japanese, the Japanese water demon.
Right? Yeah, but yes. You know, they have a huge lake, and the lake is so beautiful. I went there during March, and there was an ice festival, and this huge lake was literally like frozen. Like, I was in a taxi, and they were doing, like, what is that called? Donuts on it? And I thought I could die.
Like, this is it. This is it for me. I'm not going to make it.
Cruel world. And, like, I rode on dog sleds and horse sleds and rode camels. Like, it is a magical place without even looking at the, like, wizardry side of the world, you know? Like...
There are no muggles in Mongolia.
Because
there are no
muggles. J.K. Rowling, make the next Fantastic Beasts in Mongolia. We've already laid down a sure foundation of, like, solid concepts you could build off. I know J.K. Rowling is also listening to this podcast, probably sharing an AirPod with Adele.
I was going to say, they both are from Britain, so, you know.
They're just chilling. Listening to our podcast.
Let's Photoshop that too.
They're probably busting a lung right now. They're so happy.
So awesome, Grace. We're so happy that you got to go. We definitely missed you.
We did.
I know that our podcast listeners probably missed you too. Not as much as us.
I was going to say, they probably don't even know me. Like, I was here for like 5 episodes.
Oh, we talked about you all the time.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. We talked about you all the time.
We did.
Wow.
We shared your responses when you got to write us.
Yep.
I bet they were very informative.
They were.
Me on my limited time on the computer.
They were legit.
I was like, I think Draco Malfoy is really cool. The end. Oh. Wow.
Thanks, Grace, for answering all those questions that we had. To our listeners, if you have any questions that you want to ask Grace, you can always reach us at @WeSolemnlySwearCast. So,
yeah.
if you want to ask Grace any personal questions, I'm sure you can ask them there and we can get back to you on those. And give us your insights and tell us all the things that you thought about while listening to this perspective on Mongolia.
Woo! Mongolskoyshu! Nere!
Mischief managed.